Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Nat's Landing, Urgent Med and Urgent Med Plus, Belinda Thomas Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Parker's, Jessup Furniture, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here's your host, Rich Bontrager.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Good evening, I'm Rich Bontrager. We're on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we'll be each and every week, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock for the entire football season. And this segment of the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Jessup Furniture, Belinda Thomas Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Parker's, and by Nat's Landing. And now, give me a warm welcome for the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights. Here's Brandon Derrick.
You're supposed to say thank you. Hi, something.
Hey, how's everybody doing? It's football season. I'm a little tired, and we're going to kick it off early this Friday.
So, the 2017 season was 7-4 overall. We had a scrimmage last week, and the regular season gets underway this Friday night under the Oaks here on the island. Last week, it was Bethsaida coming to town, 37-6. You get the win in a fast-paced Frederica game. Yeah. Was that the plan, to go bang and just shoot right for it right away?
Yes, that's the plan. You know, when we play teams that have the same numbers as we do and the same depth, we're going to play really, really fast and try to wear everybody down. Probably going to be a little different game plan this Friday. We're not going to huddle, but we're going to slow it down. You know, but for us, we do want to play as fast as possible on offense and get the ball dispersed out to these guys, our skill guys, and get down the field as fast as we can and get points on the board. And Friday night, I think it's first two snaps on offense, we scored two touchdowns. So, you know, that's a positive for us.
Two passes. Two plays. That's pretty incredible to start your season.
Yeah. You know, I thought it was pretty solid work. We picked up the guy a couple times. They didn't have the right leverage on us, and we read it pretty quick, got the ball out. You know, I thought we did a really good job of getting the ball out to the perimeter. And the big thing is our guys on the perimeter did a good job blocking, and we got down the field pretty quick.
So let's talk about that speed. Over the years, you've gone no huddle, you've gone to semi-huddle, you've gone back to slow down the pace. What's it going to be for 2018?
It's going to depend on what we see in film every week. Like, you know, we could go as fast as we wanted to, but we're going to play Charlton this week, and they're going to have a fresh 11 guys on defense and another 11 guys that go on offense. So for us, it's going to look fast. We're going to get up to the line and get set, and then we're going to rest just for a second, call a play, and then we're going to run it. So it's not going to be one of those things that we're sprinting up there calling it, you know, or going NASCAR fast. It's going to be one of those things that's going to be very controlled. And the guys, they've done a really good job this week and on offense adjusting to it, because all we've done all summer is listen to me go, let's go, let's go, let's go, you know, and play very fast. So we're changing it up according to the depth, the factor that we have depth. And I think kids have done a good job this week offensively executing that part of the game. We've got to, do a really good job up front. They're very, very good, Charlton is, and they're an outstanding football team, so we're going to have our hands full, but we're going to have to do everything we can and pull out all the wrinkles to make it happen.
Well, they are a AAA school, so there is a size, strength, and we're going to talk more about that a little bit later on. This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And talk about quarterbacking. Jalen Simpson back again leading the team, a 6 foot one, 175 pounds, a senior, of course. But you talk about those plays. How much freedom does he have to audibleize? How much do you want to stay on script?
Well, when we call an offensive set, most of the time there's three plays already set up. So he has to be the guy that knows what's going on. When we call it, you usually have a run play. We've got choice one. We've got a run play called in there. We've got a pass play called in there. And as we're running the play, he's reading it, and he's making the reads. It's a run-pass option offense for him. And he's got to know the system pretty well. He's got to see guys moving pretty quick. And really starting to slow down for him now. And when I say that, he's starting to see a lot easier. The game's starting to slow down for him and see it. Today in practice, we were doing a few things, and he was like, "Yeah, I saw that. I should have got that out a little quicker, or I see this guy playing here, so that's what I'm doing, coach." As soon as that guy steps in, I know right now I can get the ball to the perimeter. So it's slowing down for him. I think he's done a good job. I think JT Elliott's done a good job on the offense too, at the backup quarterback spot, and he's playing multiple positions. So I thought that JT's done a really outstanding job. Also this summer, him and Jalen working and getting better. It's gonna be fun if those guys can pull the trigger really quick and do what we're doing on offense.
Well, and last year at quarterback, late in the season, you were rotating three guys in and out. Even on series, JT would go in, Jalen would come out. How much of that freedom of rotation are you gonna change it up in the middle of the series?
Right now, we're going with who's hot. You know, and I think right now Jalen's kind of separating himself a little bit from it, just being as athletic as he is, and understanding JT's fit in the – he's put – himself in some other positions that he's got to play Friday night too. So he's got to play a lot on defense, and he's got to play a lot on offense in certain positions. So we've got guys playing both ways, and we're trying to keep them fresh. So right now, it may be one of them, Jalen's in there, and we pull him out to try to get him a break and let JP play quarterback. So that's one of those things that we got 34 guys, and we're going against Charlton, who's bringing 75. So, you know, we feel like Custer going in there, a little bit horn, but we've got a good chance.
Home field advantage may be a big thing. We're going to talk about it in a little bit, but we saw it last year. We're going to bring that back. Patrick Brunson out last year in 2017, back injuries and issues there. He's back. He scored this weekend in a big long play. How much did it help you that Patrick back?